Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, guys are upset because of this woman being on the cover of Sports Illustrated, because she's a plus size model. Women put fat and unattractive women into games, movies, shows, and magazines, just about everywhere they can, because they want to get men's attention off of screens and back onto them, the real women. Also, this woman appears to have a micro penis, which is most disturbing. They probably put a small marble in that marble sack. Up next in the West, Pakistanis cause 33% of the birth defects due to cousin marriage, and it's straining our medical system. If only there was a way to solve this. Just don't smash your cousin and have kids with them. This just proves our cultures are not compatible, and that's just the defects that we can see. What about the mental defects that can only be spotted by a psychologist? This also happens in Bangladesh, where they also bang their cousins. This has to stop. Number three, this woman wonders if men ever reject sexual advances. Yes, especially when they're from other men or women like her. But women's advances are usually weak. They just hover around and wait for you to make a move. I've rejected advances from women I wasn't attracted to. The only thing I hate the most is when I find a woman that has a great personality and we get along great, but the chemistry isn't there. I forced myself to be in a few relationships like that, and it just led to tension headaches. Moving on, Jason Statham says, to stay single and build yourself up, and God will send you someone you actually deserve. That's been modern women's strategy for the last 25 plus years, and most of them are still waiting for God to send them their person. As a man, if you build yourself up physically and financially, God will send you dozens or hundreds of women, and he leaves it up to you to choose which one to be with, even though they all have the same female nature in them. Number five, the reason so many women stay single is because they're unhappier than men with their options. Some people say that if we were a real patriarchy, the world would be a much better place for women. But truth be told, a real patriarchy hasn't even been tried yet. It will with sex robots and artificial wombs. XPeng, the Chinese Tesla clone company, has made a female robot that can walk like a real woman. People thought it was a woman in there, so they had to take the hands off and cut open the leg to prove that it wasn't. One piece at a time, men are about to start getting their freedom from women. Up next, here's the difference between what DEI forces on men versus what it forbids men to see. What more proof do we need that we're in an attention war and women are desperate to try and make all women out there in pop culture as ugly as possible at all costs, even if it means destroying the whole media industrial complex? Female androids will be the final nail in the coffin for their attention, and the wailing and gnashing of teeth will be pleasant to behold. Not because they're suffering, but because for the first time in history, men will be truly free. Free from women and our biology, finally. Number seven, this woman says that solo traveling as a girl means having a boyfriend in every city, and texting him when you're in town. How do you think all those women on Tinder and Hinge with pictures from all over the world are able to travel in the first place? One time I wanted to travel with a girlfriend and she mentioned to me that she wanted me to take individual pictures of her in many of the places we were going to visit. That's when I realized it was time to leave her before she left me. Moving on, the Nickelodeon effect is wild. Maybe they should get together because they would make quite the attractive couple. I think this guy was in charge of wrangling the kids at the network. He was Diddy before there even was a Diddy. Although Dan Schneider here didn't create or produce Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide, but I'm sure he was somewhere out there in the background. At his size, I bet he was hard to miss, even for morbids. Number nine, this guy says soon there'll be a whole generation of grandmothers who can't bake, crochet, or soothe babies, but they'll be covered in tattoos, lip filler, and Botox. What a cute thing to say. He thinks that they'll actually become grandmothers. Most of them will become single cat ladies. I'm predicting that androids will nurture and care for the young as if they were grandmothers one day. Humans are becoming robotic, and the robots will become more human than us. Up next, the Williams sisters are now married. They call white people racist, yet they still end up marrying two white simps. If I had to pick between the two of them, I'd have to pick the one on the right. She's both thinner, and she's got a more attractive face. This is what many black people do when they get money and status. They try and marry white boys so they have African babies with lighter skin than they have. Is it envy or something? Number 11, the world you grew up in doesn't exist anymore. Can you really believe that we replaced crosses with rainbow lights? America looks like it went from greatness to gayness. Soon those lights are going to be green, red, and white, and that's not because of Christmas, but because of Islam. Forget about going back to a world with crosses. I bet that many of us could wish we could go back to a time just before the Twin Towers fell. Moving on, Priyanka Chopra advises men not to look for a virgin as a wife. No siree, Bob. Only run through women for me, please. Yes, the average single woman these days is like a used 2001 Pontiac Aztec, and she sacrificed more babies inside of her than the Aztecs did on their pyramids. In case you're wondering about the Aztec, it was Walter White's car from Breaking Bad, and it had a tent built in the back for no reason. It was one of the ugliest cars of the last 25 years. I wonder who thought this was a good idea. Number 13, Trish Stratus looks younger at 50 than 25. 25 years ago, women didn't have access to internet filters, and she probably wasn't wealthy enough to afford all the plastic surgery that she's had. She looks great, but now let's see her hands. The hands never lie with regards to aging. Also, look at all the airbrushing on her body on the right. If you see her on video, she doesn't look anywhere near as good. She does have a great body for her age, though, but she still doesn't have any eggs anymore. Up next, this past year's vintage AI Christmas cards were legit. Here's one from the Skywalkers wishing you a very Merry Christmas. But I bet that Dad's heavy breathing almost ruined another family photo. At first they were bad, so the Dark Father here force-choked the first photographer until he was replaced. You just know that the next year's Skywalker Christmas card is going to look more like this one. AI is getting out of hand. Pun most certainly intended. Number 15, does anyone believe Chelsea Handler when she says that she's a threat to straight men because she's child-free and single? But the only thing she's a threat to is her cat if her hip breaks when she stands up and she falls on Fifi. She's just bitter because she can't find a husband because she's got high mileage and mental health issues. I was wrong, there's another thing besides cats that she's a threat to. And that's the discount aisle at the wine store. Moving on, Toronto police are looking for this woman after she wrote anti-Indian messages on the subway and in stations for the last 6 months. You know that when white women like this have had enough with Indians, that there's a real problem. Does anyone know her Tinder profile because I'm asking for a friend? He says he can fix her. I told him that she's perfect the way that she is. Here's what it's like going anywhere in Toronto lately. Number 17, remember that hypergamy is everywhere. This man sold his library to fund his wife's studies. She becomes a cop and then leaves him. If this was in China, then the woman couldn't take the man's assets during a divorce. When divorce doesn't pay, women stay. But in this case, that wouldn't work because he sold his business and gave the money to her. She probably married him for that cash. Once she had money of her own, she didn't need him anymore. Up next, if aliens exist, people wonder why they haven't visited Earth yet. Who says they haven't? I've seen aliens and UFOs before, and aliens study us and when we actually mess with timelines. That makes me think they're really us from the future. Aliens don't care about Earth because it's probably not all that special compared to the billions of other worlds out there. Many people point to the Fermi paradox and the lifespan of advanced civilizations, which is relatively short according to it. Number 19, this woman is wondering why she's single and not good enough. There are plenty of good men in Toronto. She just has to figure out a way to take them from their wives. Also, she's a mid, and she probably wants a chat. That's why she's not good enough. Her standards are too high. She's probably going to end up becoming a future cat lady with that attitude. Also, most good men won't put up with that attitude. She needs a more feminine vibe. Moving on, what the hell happened to communists? Here's what they used to look like versus what they look like now. I know that's a man on the left, but I don't know what that is on the right. In the past, communists were male workers, and today they're non-binary wokesters. The only good thing that'll happen if we become a communist country is that the individual on the right is going to be forced to go on a diet. They can certainly use one. Number 21, I think I'm getting race fatigue. Apparently we can determine race by examining a skull. But if you say this out in public, it's not socially acceptable and people will try and cancel you. Looking at this graphic, is it my imagination or does one of those look like the missing link? What a world, though. Because things that were considered pseudoscience in the 90s are now being used as evidence. More like the 1890s. It was only pseudoscience for political reasons, of course. Up next, the reason that so many Western governments have been confiscating their citizens' weapons is because they're in decline and fear revolution. Just look at what happened in Australia and England. England especially is running quickly towards authoritarianism, where you aren't allowed to criticize the government, and where you can get locked up for 5 to 10 years for a mean tweet. Authoritarian governments don't care if you grape, so long as you don't go after them. Number 23, the ultimate status symbol these days is having a big family. Why do you think that billionaires are having hundreds of kids through surrogacy? The rich have large families, which is something the poor had, and the poor now have small families. They've traded places. The problem with this is that there aren't enough high status, high pay positions like CEOs out there for all their nepo babies to inherit. So this will destabilize society. Too many princes and not enough paupers. Why do you think they're bringing in so many immigrants? Moving on in their 50s, Latina trans women are finally celebrating their quinceañeras, which were denied to them as teenagers. Not so sweet 15, or 50 party in this case. For many of them, it's just a fetish, and our feminized society accepts it, and men feminizing themselves makes sense in a world where women are gaining more and more power. Look at the Philippines or Thailand as the future of the West as matriarchal societies. As Tesla once said, you may actually live to see man-made horrors beyond your comprehension. Number 25 on the last one, this Indian man named Nadeem Khan is going viral for Viking maxing and now identifies as white. Life is tough when you're an Indian man in the West, and if you dye your skin and put on muscles, you can up your game. Indian women have been doing this sort of thing for decades now, and it looks like it's Indian men's turn too. All he has to do is figure out a way to get rid of his accent, and he can take his scamming to the next level. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.